Right now, it's bring in Mike Kazi on the Slow Sports Time. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Very slow sports day. Very slow, right?
Yeah, it's the way it goes.
Well, I guess we can talk about a few things.
Sure we can.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Cleveland Indians.
Okay, uh-oh, he's going to get political here, folks. I can
I'm not going to get political.
I can feel it coming.
I'm not going to get political. It will not be political.
All right.
Well, you know, people are offended because of Chief Wahoo. Well, I'm offended, too. I'm offended like the Arizona Diamondbacks. I have a fear of snakes, so I can't watch them. The Red Sox, well, the word red makes me think of communism, and I don't like Red Sox. I don't like Yankees because that brings me back to the Civil War, which was a bad time. I don't like the word giant because I'm afraid of big people.
No, I'm
turning on my snowflake boots today, and I'm afraid of all of these things, so I think they should all change their names. They should just become Team A and Team B and Team C, and that's why everybody's happy.
Chief Wahoo, come on, Wahoo. Come on, what does Wahoo mean, Mike?
Wahoo is a fish.
No. Chief
Wahoo.
Wahoo
is a fish.
That's not why, you know, it's not why he was named Chief Wahoo at all.
Wahoo is a fish. Yeah. Well, then you need to change the name of Pontiac, Michigan, because that's named after an Indian chief.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let's start changing everything.
I'm just saying,
New York needs to be changed.
There's a lot that's overstated in name changes, but don't try to compare.
Grow a
Chief
spine.
Wahoo
These
that.
People need to grow a spine, and it is what it is.
You can find a great Indians chief name and name him that. You can name him anything.
Okay, so when we speak of baseball history, who did Bobby Feller pitch for?
The Cleveland Indians.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, in 5 years, young children won't know who the Cleveland Indians are.
Well, it's a joke.
Grow a spine.
I don't think that'll happen. I think they'll know exactly who the Cleveland Indians are.
I'm offended. All people that have or do fight alcoholism should be offended by the Milwaukee Brewers because it just brings back demons in their life. I mean, I'm being sarcastic.
Yes, I mean,
it's stupid. My opinion, it's stupid.
All right. Well, with that being said, we accept your opinion of it being stupid. Now, in whatever sports we do have to talk about, how about Jágr is going back to play in the Czech Republic for the rest of his career?
Well, that won't be long.
Yeah.
That'll be about 2 weeks. They're just sending him back there so that they could probably have him retire or something like that because the guy's 45 years old. He's pretty washed up.
And the Islanders definitely will be playing in two homes for a while.
But where are they going to play?
Yeah.
Over the next 3 years, 60 games are supposed to be played in the Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
So they play 41 home games a year. So 60 a year. I think I could do that math. It's 20 games a year they're going to play in Nassau.
Yeah.
Where are the other 20 games going to be played?
I have no idea.
I don't think they do either.
Maybe
they might be playing in the Meadowlands Arena for all we know.
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. How could you have a team that doesn't have a home for 3 years? For 3 years. I don't understand that. I don't know how the NHL is going to address this, but
I think
to me, it's a problem.
I think they're going to end up playing all their games until the new place is built right there on the island. I think that's what they're going to end up doing.
Well, then just say that.
Yeah,
why are you saying 20 games?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. They'll be playing at the Nassau Coliseum. I'm sure that none of the Islander fans have a problem with that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I think that's what it's going to develop. Otherwise, it's just going to be too crazy. You know,
yeah, it makes no sense.
Remember when the Giants went to the Yale Bowl?
Yeah.
Now, the Giants always had at Giants Stadium, at Yankee Stadium, they always had a full house. They always had a full house at Giants Stadium. They moved to the Yale Bowl, and the Yale Bowl was half empty most of the time.
Well, there's another thing that goes along with that, too. Giants stunk at that time. So who's going to go up to Connecticut to watch them play?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But I'm saying these temporary stadium things just don't work out well in the long run. They just don't.
Nope.
Never have. Take a look at the Chargers this year in their temporary home. They were in a smaller stadium and they had trouble filling it.
Going back to the 70s again when the Yankees played at Chase Stadium.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different. It never works out well for anybody.
But it could work out well for the Islanders because the Coliseum technically is their home.
Well, I think the playing at the Coliseum is just a great idea. A great idea. I think it's excellent. I think it's great for the Coliseum. I think it's great for Islander fans. I think it's excellent. And then when they go to their new home, they're still going to be closer to the Islander fans than they were. It's still going to be a different feel than going to Brooklyn.
And if they think that they're going to play the other 20-some-odd home games at that dump in Brooklyn, the fans won't like it. They'll be more happy to get into the Coliseum than to make that trek to that debacle in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The attendance in Brooklyn will dip. They'll just go to the games on the island if they try to split them up like that.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have more people attending the games at the Coliseum in a smaller venue than if they do play those games in Brooklyn.
Absolutely, I agree with that 100%. Let's see, what else do we have? Anything else to talk about, really?
Hockey's back on tonight. The Devils go to Buffalo, play the Buffalo Sabres. The Islanders at home against Florida. The Rangers don't get back into action until Thursday, so they have an extra long hiatus to try to get things back into action after their pretty poor play going into the All-Star break.
All right, I guess we don't have much else to talk about, really.
I saw excerpts of the media day yesterday in Minneapolis. Can people think of more ridiculous questions to ask Tom Brady? And to his credit, I like the way he comes back at them. Because he gives them just as stupid answers as they are asking questions.
I'm sorry. I love Bill Belichick's conferences. I'm sorry.
Oh, his are great, too.
They're classics. And you know, other coaches would get fined, but the NFL's not going to fine Bill Belichick because he makes those news conferences, those retired news conferences, mm-hmm. He makes them a joke. He really does, with one and two and three word answers.
I like this one. Some crackhead asked Tom Brady if he will try the XFL. He says, well, I think I've done pretty well in my career now. I don't think I have to do that.
Yeah, I know.
And just nonchalantly, nondescript, just like that, like, you want to give me a stupid question? I'll give you just a stupid response.
All right. Hey.
The guy's won more Super Bowls than anybody.
Yeah. Lack of respect. Lack of respect. All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hey, you getting any snow?
It's snowing lightly now, yeah.
We got some here, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's covered the ground, covering the roads, but it's not heavy, but it's a light, steady snow.
Yep. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Off to work I go.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports here on Robin Hood Radio.